Hello and welcome to the Chapter 5 Introduction to Law Notes on Judicial Review. The concept of judicial review was established by the landmark Supreme Court decision Marbury v. Madison. Judicial review is the authority of the court to determine the constitutionality of acts committed or legislation passed by the legislative and executive branches, and also includes the power to strike down acts judged to be in violation of the Constitution. Judicial independence. This is a concept whereby the federal courts are considered a special branch that do not have to go through an election process periodically. Judges are appointed for life as long as good behavior exists. Federal judges cannot have their salary reduced. And federal judges receive a presidential nomination and are subject to Senate approval. There are several theoretical debates surrounding the concept of judicial review. Letter A, framers' intent. The idea of judicial review was left out of Article 3 to avoid any controversy. Therefore, you will not find the words judicial review in the Constitution. Half of the delegates at the Constitutional Convention agreed with the concept. The Federalist Papers believe that one branch of the government must safeguard the Constitution. Letter B, judicial restraint. The courts should defer to the elected institutions of government and avoid conflicts with those branches. Letter C, democratic checks. There are two sides of the argument. Judicial review is defensible on the grounds that the Supreme Court, while lacking an explicit electoral connection, is subject to potential checks from elected branches. The other side of the argument states that explicit checks, although they are found in the Constitution on the part of the elected branches, are very rarely invoked. Letter D, public opinion. Court decisions are usually in harmony with public opinion. The decisions generally follow elections, and judicial review is important because it adds legitimacy to acts of the legislature. Letter E, role of the court. Many contend that the court should use judicial review to fulfill its most important constitutional assignment, protection of minority rights. Influences on the court. Legal influences. Constraints of the facts. Courts cannot make a ruling unless they have an actual case brought before them. The facts of a case are the relevant circumstances of a legal dispute or offense. The Supreme Court must respond to the facts of a dispute. And constraints of the law. Among the legal constraints in deciding cases, the Supreme Court must determine which set of laws are relevant. These include the interpretation of the Constitution, interpretation of statutes, and the interpretations of precedents. Political influences. Outside influences on the U.S. Supreme Court may include the force of public opinion, pressure from interest groups, and the leverage of public officials. Inside influences on the U.S. Supreme Court could include a justice's personal beliefs, their political attitudes, and the relationships that exist between justices. How cases reach the Supreme Court. Each year, about 5,000 cases are requested for review by the Supreme Court, with less than 120 cases actually being decided by the court each year. Judicial review is defensible on the grounds that the Supreme Court, while lacking